I have given tours to a number of potential student-athletes, people who are being recruited, who have said they have an interest in broadcast journalism, and I have an emphasis on sports, so it makes sense that prospective student-athletes would be interested in broadcast journalism as an area of study. So because I have toured so many recruits, including basketball recruits, women's basketball specifically, just made sense that when there was a question about academics and our rankings and our standing in the world, that the coaches would want any students considering leaving UNC to chat with someone on the academic side.
And what was that conversation with Alicia like?
Yeah, well, that particular conversation was with Alicia Gray. And I basically did all the talking. I was just trying to explain to Alicia the quality of the instruction that she would get here, the very high rankings for the School of Journalism and specifically the broadcast program in the School of Journalism, and wanted to reiterate to her and really emphasize to her the quality of the education she would get here, whether she played basketball or not. Let's put basketball aside for a moment. Where are you going to get the best bang for the buck in terms of what you learn and what you're able to do once you get out? And my statement to her was that stuff that happened in the past with other athletes won't have any bearing at all on where potential employers in my area of expertise, how they might think of you. They are going to look at your portfolio, your work, your reel, and judge you on that, certainly not on something that happened with other people several years ago.
Is that the first time that you have actually seen a student athlete at Carolina concerned about the legitimacy or validity of their degree?
If I were a student athlete in the current environment, being right there in that bubble, I might feel like the whole world was picking on us. And I understand that sentiment, but you have to ask yourself, did I take any of those classes? Did anyone write papers for me? Am I guilty by association when I wasn't even here at the time? I was trying to get Alicia to consider these things and to look at the bigger picture. And if academics is preeminent, where else can you go to get the level of training that you're going to get where the job prospects would be any higher than they would coming out of the UNC School of Journalism?
And that's interesting that it's from the School of Journalism, because that continues to have a fairly stellar reputation across the country, right?
Yeah, and that was exactly my purpose for being there, was to talk about the academic side of things. I understand feeling like you're in the crosshairs. I understand feeling like the whole world is against you. But I really wanted Alicia to look at the bigger picture. Let's put basketball aside for a moment in our conversation here. Look at the academic prowess of the program that you say you're interested in, broadcast journalism. We just won the Hearst National Championship. How can you get any better than that? So if academics is ultimately the most important factor, then to me, the discussion ends. You stay here.
Across the entire spectrum of athletics at Carolina, what is your gauge of the program?
Well, you know, we made some mistakes. We as a university made some mistakes. And we are going to ultimately have to pay for those mistakes. Now, just how hard is the hammer going to fall from the NC2A? There is no way to know, because you're dealing with the NC2A. And that is the most unpredictable organization I think I've ever come across. So it's hard to say what's going to come. But when you look at the across-the-board strength of this place in athletics, and especially when you add in academics, there is no comparison. So, yes, we might suffer some slings and arrows for some past indiscretions, but look at the bigger picture. And that was my goal when talking to Alicia, was to try to get her, and through her, her family, to look at the bigger picture. And I guess I wasn't very successful.
Do you think that the probation from Sachs is more of a threat to Carolina than the notice of allegations from the NCAA?
Yeah, for me, that was a much bigger deal than the NC2A thing. If you were to lose your accreditation as a university, that would be devastating. And I believe that it was all of the changes that have been put into place since 2011 that Sachs took into consideration. It had to have been that, because if they took only what we had done in the past, they might have had cause for removing accreditation. But you have to give credit to Bubba Cunningham and to Carol Folt and other people for realizing that there were some cracks that stuff was falling through, and that we had to fix those cracks so that nothing else fell through. But now we're in the point of, okay, now we have to deal with the time period when stuff was allowed to fall through the cracks. And whatever punishment comes is going to come, and we're just going to have to accept it and move forward from that point. And I do believe we've made steps to move forward, but there's still the issue of past sins. Again, to me, accreditation is a much bigger thing than even, say, a two-year ban on postseason, because that's something you can get over. You know, it might take some time to get over it, but you can get over it. But losing your accreditation, that's university-wide, that's huge. So that was a major relief to see that accreditation was, and probation, just like in the legal system, means don't mess up again. If you do, we're really going to come down on you. So I don't think we're going to mess up again, because there are too many people watching to see how we handle this, and there are too many safeguards now in place that weren't in place before.